This year, there was a lot of tension between Delta Airlines and the state legislature. The airline employs roughly about 33,000 people in Georgia, more than any other company in the state. But commentator Maria Saporta says that didn't stop lawmakers from what she calls punishing Delta's outspoken CEO.
Delta just received the Latin American Association's Award for Corporate Leadership for taking a stand for immigration reform. It's a good thing because Delta needs some love after the brutal legislative session. The legislature voted to reinstate a jet fuel tax on Delta. Why? To teach CEO Richard Anderson a lesson. They want him to keep his mouth shut. Anderson has been the most vocal business leader in Georgia, speaking out against restricted immigration policy, speaking out against the religious freedom bill that could discriminate against gays and lesbians, and speaking out for transportation investment, even if it means new taxes. So the legislators said, let's tax Delta. Even after being told the jet fuel tax could only be spent on airports, that the state would not get any of the Delta dollars, legislators did not back down. Georgia is supposed to be the friendliest state for business in the country. Yet, it punishes its largest employer because its CEO spoke out for policies that he believed would keep Georgia globally competitive. Delta is the magnet for almost every other company that moves or expands in Georgia. Smart politicians would be bending over backwards to listen to Richard Anderson and make sure that he's a happy camper. In 2007, Atlantans made buttons with the slogan, "Keep Delta, My Delta." The fear was that the airline, as it emerged from bankruptcy, would move its headquarters to another city. But Richard Anderson and Delta's board decided to keep the headquarters in Atlanta. After such a mean-spirited legislative session, it's time to show Delta some love. Let's reprint Keep Delta, My Delta buttons so our state officials can make Delta feel welcome in Georgia once more.
Commentator Maria Saporta is editor of the Saporta Report.